This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
11 events on the program in Hobart tonight, and the guests out there are the Cripps Netball Club. Of course, they were the state league premiers this season. So 11 races, with the first getting underway at 5:22, and the last of those 11 races, 9:45, which is a late-ish finish for harness racing on a Sunday night. But prior to that, what's been happening in harness racing through the week? Greg, any news for us?
Well, it's been reasonably quiet. We've had a few runners on the mainland tracks without doing any good. I noticed Big Z ran a place in Queensland at Redcliffe last night, but a couple of others didn't figure. So what we've been doing in recent weeks, it was probably fairly quiet.
I noticed some of our drivers have been continuing their good form. James Rattray had a treble at Newcastle. Alex Ashwood's driven a double at Melton. Josh Duggan drove a treble at Echuca. The boys that are over there interstate are certainly holding their own with their compatriots.
Oh, they're flying, aren't they? And even as you said, on a week where our horses didn't win too many races, in fact, I didn't see them win any, but the drivers are carrying the flag very highly. Mm. And a couple of those boys are going to be in the top bracket in Victoria for many years to come.
Yeah, no, we seem to have a good bunch of, particularly the young drivers at the present time, and I notice it here too that they are coming through and holding their own against some of the more senior drivers in the events around Tasmania.
Yeah, they certainly are. Of course, James Rattray's made a name for himself on the national scene. Gareth, his brother's having a little break at the moment, having a couple of weeks off down in Tassie, but another of his brothers, Todd, I think's back now from an injury, so... Yeah, the young blokes are doing very well.
Yeah, he had that wrist injury, didn't he? The sideline Todd for some time, but the Rattray camp lost nothing when Barry jumped into the sulky.
No, Barry had a bit of a rejuvenation, didn't he? And, of course, he's got some good horses to drive. He drove them well. Todd's back on a lot of them tonight, in fact.
All right. And speaking of tonight, let's see if we can find a winner or two. And we'll look at the Quadrella races. And the first leg is race number 5. And looks like one of the larger fields of the night too will contest this C2, C3 pace.
Yeah, this is over the sprint trip of 1609, which makes it interesting because there's a couple of quick beginners drawn inside the favourite, Franco Sheffield. But he's a very smart three-year-old. He was a bit stiff in Melbourne last time out. And I'm going for his class to prevail here over the pole mark and by Marjack, who's drawn to suit. He'll be very hard to head off early. Mr. Ryan Jack, who's also well drawn, won over this trip in 1:58 last start. And maybe Rama, just starting to improve now. I think he's had a couple of runs back from that four-year break. Got a little bit tired at the end last time, but will strip fitter. But I went 3-1, 2 and 7 in the first leg.
3-1, 2 and 7. I've gone similarly with number 3, Franco Sheffield on top. Ricky Duggan has the drive. Should be awfully hard to beat. Number 1 by Marjack with Wade Rattray. Wade, who is the son of Kent, and he's a junior driver. Should give it every chance off the pole. I thought number 2, Mr. Ryan Jack, had a chance also. And I put number 12, Joe Dilla, in for the fourth. It's not ideally drawn, of course, back there on the second row, but it's been impressive, Greg, his last few runs.
Well, it's only had 3 in Tassie for the Yole Stable for 2 wins and a good second, so can't knock it at all.
Mm. My numbers are 3, 1, 2 and 12 in the first leg of the Quadrella race number 5. Race 6, and this is the free-for-all, and I don't think we're going to see any flash odds about the pole marker.
No, Patrick Curdy's going for his 7th straight win. It would take a very brave person not to tip him again. His stablemate, Devendra, was the last horse to beat him. That was back in the Raider Stakes final at Devonport in April. Devendra had a break after that race while Patrick Curdy started building his picket fence. He looks the main danger again, and I think plays chances to our chain of command and Elmel's dream, but you're probably looking at about $1.20, maybe a fraction better. 1, 3, 7 and 6.
How far do you think this horse can go, Greg? Patrick Cutty, we've had a few good ones come out of Tasmania over the past 2 or 3 years. Is this horse up to that sort of standard?
Oh, look, he looks to be. He'll go to the Breeders' Crown, I believe, probably after this race, and then may head up to James Rattray in Sydney, so that we'll find out how far he'll go. But, look, he performed really well in the Breeders' Crown last year, and... That suggested that he's right up with the very best in the country.
Yeah, he's a beauty. 39 starts here in Tasmania for 19 wins and 12 placings. So always thereabouts, and as you say, will be pretty much unbackable for the average type putter here tonight in race number 6. I've tipped naturally him on top. You'd take him one out through the quaddy, I would think. Number 1, Patrick Cutie. I thought the danger might be Devendra. Diva's Delight, number 2 and also number 7, our chain of command. I've marked them 1, 3, 2 and 7 in race 6. Race 7 is the third leg of the quadrilla, and this is a claimer.
Yeah, a more open race, obviously, than race 6, even though Final Champion is a fairly warm favourite in some of the early markets. I'm going for Spot 9, who hasn't been far behind the likes of Pachacuti, Almel's Dream and Devendra at his past three starts. He'll obviously find this a little bit easier, so he's my top tip, Spot 9. Final Champion, he's the current king of the claimers, and he looks the obvious danger. Can't fault his recent form. Sky Tower, back to winning form last start. And Shanghai Knight doesn't look far off. He's winning his first race in Tasmania. But this is a pretty competitive race. I like to see those as a leg of the quaddie. And I've got Spot 9 on top at probably 7 or 8 to 1, hopefully. So 7, 2, 6 and 8.
All right, I've gone with number 2, Final Champion. Last start winner at Devonport looks nicely drawn. Gee, they've had some racing, haven't they, when you look through the field here. Baby It's You's had 140 starts. Final Champion, 91. Tissu Tutor's had 73 starts. 81 for Mill Park Maestro, 166 for Little Vancelot, 134 for Sky Tower, Spot 9, 74. Shanghai Knights had 69 starts. I can't quickly add those up, Greg, but there's hundreds of races between these 8 horses in the claimers. They just keep on going around. They're tough campaigners, aren't they?
I was trying to add them up as you were speaking there, and you've lost me. There were far too many to add up on the top of my head, but the whole idea of these claimers, and they were introduced many years ago, was to prolong the life of the older horses, and it does its job well. And when they produce competitive races like this, there's always a place for them on the card.
Absolutely. Two Final Champion to win for me. I thought the danger might be number 6, Sky Tower, who's a last start winner. 7, Spot 9, not ideally drawn, but has a chance. And number 8, Shanghai Knight. I've marked them 2, 6, 7 and 8. And we go to race number 8, and this is a C1 to round out tonight's quadrilla in Hobart.
Yeah, Angela DeMarco is a 3-year-old filly racing out of her class. She's a CO, taking on C1 and C2 horses in this. And just like in the Thoroughbred Code, we don't see them do that and win all that often. But from the pole, she appeals to me to be the one to beat. She just went down in very quick time last start after facing the breeze. And as I said, she's got the barrier draw here to help her make or help her go one better. Birdle's Delight flew home when second at this track on Monday night and looks a danger again. Bolton Mac was beaten in a photo at Mowbray last Sunday and appears to be some chance, and I think they're probably the only three that I'd worry about to put in to win. There's a few place chances in the race headed by Terracam, but I think 1, 2 and 6 stand out. 4 next best.
It's exactly the same way as I've gone here, 1, 2, 6 and 4, and that second was behind Mr. Ryan Jack in pretty good time last time out, Angela DeMarco. So we might get a bit of a form line with Mr. Ryan Jack going around in race number 5, the first leg of the quaddie. We might just see how that form line stands up. She does look like she's going to run a pretty short price favourite here. Ricky Duggan and Tony Peterson, and haven't they combined for some good wins over the years?
Well, Ricky Duggan's been one of the leading drivers ever since he started, and Tony Peterson himself was a gun driver before he retired, and he's trained some very good horses over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, and Angela DeMarco looks like she'll get the prize here, and we both concur. 1, 2, 6 and 4. Have you got a best bet somewhere for this 11-event card?
I have. I think in race 3, number 5, Who Is Hardeen, will welcome Todd Rattray back to the sulky. He was quite impressive winning at Devonport last start. When he broke through at his fourth run after a long spell, finished off too strongly for the favourite and the leader in that race, which was a horse called Ty Champ. And Ty Champ came out and won in Launceston last Sunday. So race 3, number 5, Who Is Hardeen for me?
Oh, okay, the form line looks okay there. First at 5.22, last of 11 at 9.45. Should be a good night of harness racing, and I'm sure the girls and all those from the Cripps Netball Club will enjoy themselves for the Hobart Harness meeting tonight. That is Harness Edge and Tasmanian Thoroughbred Turf Talk for this Sunday morning. Look forward to your company again next week. Thanks for your time, Greg. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Colin. Good calling.
And from Tasmania, bye for now.